The Victorian Ombudsman has launched an investigation into insurance companies who may have unreasonably denied compensation claims to workers with genuine injuries. The move comes amid concerns the claims are being rejected because the Victorian state body WorkSafe has offered insurance companies rewards to limit payouts. Compensation experts have welcomed the investigation, but say it needs to be happening right across the country. Jessica Longbottom reports.
It was during a trip to an ice skating rink as part of a team building exercise at work that Chelsea Andrews' life changed forever.
Both my feet went from underneath me and I landed and herniated my L5-S1 disc in my lower back.
5 years and three operations later, she takes up to 15 tablets a day to deal with a range of issues, including extreme pain.
I have a really low quality of life at the moment. I don't leave my house very much, except it's for doctor's appointments and things like that. I can't walk longer than 10 minutes without being in extreme pain.
Chelsea's claim for workers' compensation was initially rejected, and without any income for 7 months, she almost lost her house. It was only when she took a dispute to the state's Compensation Conciliation Service that insurers agreed to pay her a weekly wage and some medical expenses.
They treated me like a criminal through the whole process. They make you feel really isolated and they really make you feel like you've done something wrong, that you've got to prove yourself all the time.
Like workers' compensation schemes in South Australia and New South Wales, Victoria's scheme is administered by a state body that outsources the determination of individual claims to private insurance companies. The state's ombudsman has launched an investigation focusing on whether insurance companies have unreasonably denied claims and whether they did this for financial incentives offered by WorkSafe Victoria.
We see cases every day where we think the evidence doesn't support the denial of the claim.
Liberty Sanger is a principal at Maurice Blackburn Lawyers.
Time and again we hear from our clients that they have been poorly treated by claims agents, by independent medical examiners, that workers are subjected to financial stress and hardship as they wait to have their claims heard.
It's the second time in 5 years the Ombudsman's Office has looked at the Victorian scheme. In 2011, it found some insurers were manipulating financial incentives. Economist and former WorkCover South Australia director Dr. Kevin Purse says the bonuses are put in place to promote efficiencies, but they could also be giving insurers an incentive to knock back claims.
Quite often you do get the perverse incentive effects, which means that shortcuts are taken to get the incentives, and quite often at the expense of injured workers.
He believes an investigation into workers' compensation schemes in all states is warranted. Chelsea Andrews becomes visibly upset when I ask her whether financial incentives might have played a role in the initial rejection of her compensation claim.
That makes me irate. Being sick isn't easy. They're meant to help us through this process to get us better.
WorkSafe Victoria says it will cooperate with the Ombudsman's inquiry.
Jessica Longbottom reporting there.